Hey, g'day, Liam.
Hey, Hammo, how are you, mate?
Good, you're coming into a busy time, mate. School holidays, family love going fishing.
Yeah, mate, started school holidays this week. Crept up on us, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, real quick. Real quick. Next school holidays will be into Christmas. Look out.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
But mate,
looks like we got some good weather for the start of school holidays, which is a bonus.
Yeah, northerly winds, eh?
Yeah, northerly, which, you know, could help a few things. It should hopefully increase the water temps a little bit. Should get a few hotter days and fire a few of the southern summer species up, which have been a bit quiet of late. The one I'm excited about is Awonga Dam. So Awonga's been tough, to say the least, over the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just started to come good. I've seen some good reports over the last 2 or 3 days. So we're really lucky to have that in our backyard. It's so easy to go out there, catch a barra, don't have to worry about cleaning your boat, cleaning your fishing reels. It's really good.
Yeah, it is a great little spot, mate. What about offshore and around the coastline with these northerly winds? Where can we expect to go?
Mate, I think the harbour's going to be really busy over the weekend. There's a brim tournament, so expect to see a lot of tournament boats flying around the harbour doing 100k an hour.
Ah, that's what they are. Tournament boats. Okay, I thought they were speed boats. There you go.
Yeah, no, all tournament boats.
Right.
So they'll be flying around. So, like I said, expect the harbour to be really busy with them blokes trying to catch their brim, which is, in the northerlies, the harbour is a pretty nice place. But I think Sunday it drops down to nearly nothing. So the offshore guys are going to head out and need tides. I dare say they'll be fishing the deeper water, chasing Red Emperor, Nenagai and the like. So I think hopefully that'll carry through for the next week, because I've got a couple of days off to start of school holidays, and I might even get a chance to get out and chase some reds myself.
Okay, some reddies. Good.
Yeah, that's the plan.
All right, mate. Whereabouts offshore, did you say?
Oh, the deeper stuff. So you'd be like, with these smaller tides, the shallower stuff doesn't seem to fish as well, so I expect blokes to be fishing that sort of 40 metres plus out the back of the reef, out the back of the shoals, chasing, Red Emperor, Nanagai.
Mm. And close inshore, mate, up the Narrows, maybe?
But there's still salmon turning up the Narrows. I thought they would sort of tapered off by now, but there's still salmon turning up. There's still good grunner getting caught throughout the harbour and up the Narrows. But the one, like, obviously with these northerlies, you'd expect the water temp to increase. So I think mangrove jack will fire up this week as well.
Nice. They're a great fish.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So,
all right.
Touch wood. It's all come at the perfect time and school holidays start.
Beautiful. And, mate, stock up, of course, down with you or your dad, Trent and the team at Complete Angler down at the harbour. You've got everything there, bait, ice, tackle. Stock up and get ready to go. Get the advice as well.
That's it, mate. I can help you with all that.
All right, Liam, thanks, mate. You have a great weekend. Now I'm away for a few weeks. Aaron Stevens will be catching up with you each Friday morning to talk more about the fishing, eh? Mate, you got to educate him a bit. I don't think he's a coastie like us.
I think I'll manage.
Oh, no, he is. He comes from Mackay originally. I just think that because he lives in Rockhampton, that's all. I go, oh, yeah. All right, mate, thank you.
Have a good one, mate.
You too. Leah from Complete Angler. You can stock up. Don't forget, you'll find them down at Gladstone Harbour. Locals, and they know where to go. They love telling people where to go too. Songs you can sing along to. 4CC. Morning. Hope Aaron didn't hear that. 25 past 7. Great to have your company. Friday. G'day.